A lot of folks want to know about the pain. They want to know how long they'll be down. We all typically live in the fear of the unknown. Frankly, that's a tough thing for some folks to shake.
Today, I'm joined by Duncan, who got his dental implants over 3 years ago. We're going to talk about his experience with dental implant surgery and the pain that followed. He'll also reveal some surprising reasons why he chose a particular place to get his dental implants, who did some things a little bit differently. So Duncan, what kind of questions are people usually asking you about surgery and the recovery period? Why do you think there's so much anxiety about this day?
My history is I've had 15 root canals. I've had root canals that, relatively speaking, were okay. And yet I had one, my dentist was out of town. And so the person that was taking over, this guy did a root canal, which I'm very familiar with. I was in so much pain. I was stunned. The struggle for most of us is our dental experience is full of negativity. And so the idea that for something as big as having all my teeth removed, the only notion a lot of folks can come with is the idea that that little root canal or whatever was so emotionally painful for me. I'm just scared to death of the notion of something different. And as I pondered this, I had just gone to a new dentist. And she had done all the little x-ray stuff that you're supposed to do. She came back in after looking at my mouth and said, you've got about a year and a half worth of dental work to do before things will be okay. And I thought, there's not a chance on the planet. I'm going to spend another year and a half with people doing what they've been doing the last 40 years. And I did not have the same experience with the place I finally went to.
I know you did mention you have some unique reasons of why you chose a specific place to get your dental implants, who did some things a bit differently, but let's actually talk about what surgery was like and the pain you went through. So first thing I want to ask is, how long did surgery last? Were you asleep? How were you put under? Can you kind of walk us through that aspect of it?
Sure. My surgery process, as best I remember, I was asleep for a lot of it, was I went in, they had the room all set up. There was the doctor. And my memory is, I think there was at least two other staff and the anesthesiologist in the room. And so literally the anesthesiologist put the needle in my arm and it was seconds. It wasn't even seconds. I went right to sleep. And so I had absolutely no concept of what was going on. My understanding was it took about 5 hours to get that done. And what I had been told before was, when I got done, my wife was supposed to come back and pick me up and take me home. Well, I got no problem with that. That made sense to me. I sat down in that chair, and I frankly have never been more comfortable in a dentist chair in my life.
Wow.
So I would love to be able to say, well, but there was that one little, and there wasn't a little. It went exactly how they said it would go. I remember walking out of Nuvia, getting in the car. I don't remember my wife driving. We got home. I remember walking on the sidewalk to get up to my house. And after that, I have no memory. My wife got me up the stairs, changed my clothes, and put me in bed. And I woke up after that with absolutely no concept of how all that went. And I thought, again, can this be any better of a process? And the answer was nope.
Before we dive into what your discomfort look like and how long it lasted. Let's talk about where the pain from dental implants really comes from. And we're going to have a doctor explain it on TikTok on the clock with Doc. TikTok on the clock with Doc. TikTok
on the clock with Doc. Many people think that there's a ton of nerves in your jawbones, but the reality is most of the pain from surgery is actually caused by inflammation and swelling, which is a normal physical response to surgery. In your jawbones, there is one major large nerve in the lower jawbone called the inferior alveolar nerve. And as long as the implants are far away from there, dental implants don't really cause any paresthesia or pain along that nerve canal.
So when you were, you kind of have, you're putting these pieces together of your memory. Do you remember having any pain during that? Or even when you woke up, what was it feeling like? Were you swelling? Did it hurt?
What my wife had done, my wife happens to be a nurse. So Nuvia gave us some pain medication that, and gave us a time that we could take that. And the nurse said, take the pill before you go in. Yes, ma'am. And when we got home, I was, of course, groggy. And she said, take a pill. But she didn't give me one of the pain meds. She just gave me an ibuprofen. And she took care of the ice packs on my face. I went to sleep all night long. And so, for me, it was just such a simple transaction. And when I woke up the next day, I looked in the mirror, not knowing what I was going to see, because I didn't spend a lot of time before coming in looking at people's mouths with implants in them. So I opened my mouth and I looked and I went, wow, okay, cool. No bruising on my face at all. Very wow. Fortunate. I have, and I'm on blood thinners. And so my dog just scratches me and I get blood on my arms and things. And so I was stunned because of the blood thinners I've been on for years. Now I stopped for 3 days for this procedure. No bruising. My wife said she felt like I had a little bit of swelling, although I looked at it and I really couldn't tell. So when I see some of the folks that come through the process, I just feel so thankful. And I would love to tell you it was all because of me. I was the reason why, there was no bruising and no swelling, because I'm such a wonderful person. The reality is that's just how it affected my particular situation. And even if I'd have had bruises, I've determined, and I share with people, I think bruising are badges of honor and courage for people that step through and do this, because the bruising goes away.
When you had discomfort the first, after the first week or so, What kind of discomfort did you have?
The discomfort I experienced was when they put my implants in, they were very tight. I didn't have a big gap between my gum and the implants. And so what I did was I noticed that because it was a new feeling. I hadn't experienced that before. For me, I think it took about 2 weeks for my mouth and my brain to come together, because my teeth were so terrible. I remember the dentist before getting my implants at Nuvia, the dentist I'd gone to, she kept asking me to bite down as she took x-rays. And she said, just give me a normal bite. And I'd bite down. Then she'd say, just give me a normal bite. She said that 6 times. And on the 6th time, I said, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm biting down like I do every time. This is a normal bite. And so what she said was, the problem is every bite is different because your teeth are so crooked and so broken that you never have just an up and down bite. And I remember the day after I got my implants that I realized the difference. I did this. I could have wet my pants, quite frankly, out of excitement, because I had never heard that in my mouth. And so I looked at that, and again, each person's different. I don't think I'm some big, strong, tough guy. I'm as big a wuss as there is. It just took a while. I bit my lip. I bit my tongue numerous times. And my thought is, well, yeah, I had somebody do all kinds of things in my mouth, and my brain took care of that. I didn't concentrate on it. I didn't think about it. Some people I've heard talked about, they just read out loud continually. And I wish I'd done that. I thought, what a great idea that would have been. I was just being me. And about 2 weeks, not even an ounce of discomfort.
Wow.
It was just the joy of, wow, this is so cool. So I do. I feel very blessed that way, and had absolutely nothing to do with it. I just got to experience it.
I think you did. It's your mentality, like you said.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that. Yes. And it is. That's very true. The mentality the patient walks in with and maintains, quite frankly, determines how the process after the fact is. If you come in an anxious Annie or a nervous Nelly, that process for you is going to be more challenging, because you understand what to think based on your past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that I didn't have that ability, evidently, to put that together. And so 2 weeks and I'm done.
Incredible. So now I have to ask, the place you went to, Nuvia, what did they do differently than maybe other places you researched to get dental implants? What were those surprising things that you mentioned?
Well, for me, the most obvious difference was I had just had a dentist tell me that they were going to do more root canals and different things to give my mouth the appearance of being better. And yet what Nuvia did for me was Nuvia took all these crummy teeth out and told me in 24 hours I would come back and have these beautiful teeth. And for me, there wasn't even a question in my mind, because for 40 years, I had gone the dentistry route. And so I knew what to expect. And I knew that, or I hoped, that if I just went and got more root canals, that at least during the process, there wouldn't be pain. That said, what Nuvia provided for me was I was going to get teeth in 24 hours and I'd be done. There was nothing else I had to deal with after that. And some of the places I had gone to said, gosh, we're going to get you right on the mark here. And in 10 to 12 months after, you'll get your final set of teeth. And we're just excited to get to do that for you. And I'm thinking, what on God's green earth would make a person think, well, I think I'll go that route rather than in 24 hours. If someone's going to give you something in 24 hours, my thinking is they better sure know what they're doing. Because in 24 hours, that's a whole lot different explanation than those companies that are taking 10 to 12 months, multiple changes in things. So I'm thinking, again, from the moment I heard about Nuvia until I was done, the words were all the same. I didn't have to question. And frankly, I'm a cynic at heart. If you tell me something's going to be good, I might smile at you and think, not a chance. Because if something's too good to be true, my life experience has been, walk away. Don't waste your time. I'm just thankful that with Nuvia, I didn't take that old pattern that was very simple to do. Like I said, as a cynic, I got no problem walking away from something. And for whatever reason, Nuvia matched my cynicism. And it wasn't like I sat down with somebody and talked about that. These are thoughts after the fact that surprised me and still do today. 3.5 years later, it's like, how in the world did I do that? And my sense is, it's because Nuvia is, for me, they are what they said they were, and no issue.
I think also, you know, with people having fears about surgery, knowing that, oh, well, tomorrow you'll have the permanent set instead of, you know, having to come back in, get more stuff done, be in my mouth even longer. I feel like it could be more comforting knowing, okay, this is it, and don't need to be back to be in more pain, you know? So I feel like 24 hours does help with that comfort for surgery.
And the second thing about Nuvia was there were several people in the room, and each of those people had a specific job they were doing, and I was the only person in the room getting it done. And so it just gave me a sense of confidence that I don't have one guy or one gal simply trying to do everything. Nuvia thinks enough about me to have all these people watching over me. And the greatest thing for me was that everything that was done to me, the price for that was inclusive. It wasn't going to be an ongoing bill sent to me for the next thing. That was very different from my dental experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, anesthesia included, right? Like, so like you said, once you know what your price is and what you were getting, that was it, you know?
All of us are concerned about how much this process is going to cost. If you want to know, you can check the cost guide information down below that's available.
Well, now, Duncan, it's time for You Ask, They Answer. These are coming straight from the Small Maker Club Facebook community. Curtis says, surgery is scheduled for July 3rd. I'm extremely nervous for the anesthesia. I've never had a surgery, nor have I experienced any type of anesthesia. Does anyone have any advice or kind words to ease my mind? I've been walking around for 3 days with a knot in my stomach. And Duncan, I feel like this is a great question to ask you.
We all come to this process with our own set of fears and anxieties. And when we tell ourselves over and over repeatedly what that fear is, it eliminates the ability to experience the joy of the process. So our fear is so powerful that, as you said, your stomach was in a knot for 3 days. Listen, again, go find a hugger. Let them just hug that out of you and anticipate with joy the fact that you've got a place, Nuvia, that you are taken care of well before you walk in the door. That's my experience.
All right, on to our next one. Melissa says, how long after surgery did you go back to work? When did the implants start to feel normal in your mouth? And do they ever feel normal?
I went back to work in 3 days. And the reality was I could have gone back the next day. The information I was given was just to be concerned on that end, not to put yourself in a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. And so again, very fortunate on my end. I don't believe I ever experienced pain. I had some discomfort. It felt odd, but I never, and even after they put the teeth in, I had nothing that said, oh my gosh, I can't believe. So there was no pain for me. And I think I'm fortunate that way. I think the majority of folks are going to have a little bit, just the nature of the magnitude of the process. Again, it took me about 2 weeks for everything to feel normal. The reality is the job I had, I spoke all the time. So it wasn't like I sat in a room and didn't open my mouth and talk. I was talking to people that were listening to me. And I don't remember one instance where somebody said, what are you saying? I can't understand what you're saying. What I noticed was I had a little bit of a lisp, and I still do. And I'm thinking, from what I came from, if the only thing I still have is a little lisp, thank you, because I can whistle in a lisp in a second, and it doesn't affect anybody, but in my head, I'm giggling because, oh, there it is, I got it. Do they feel like normal teeth? I think a lot of what's behind that is what your old teeth were like when you came in and got your implants. Again, I had 24 teeth in my mouth. They were ugly, they were broken, they were cracked. But I had enough teeth to do whatever I wanted to. I just didn't want to do anything that required opening my mouth and smiling. So if you come in with no teeth or a big portion of your teeth not in your mouth, my sense of getting adjusted could be a bit longer, simply because your brain's really going to take care of it. A lot of us think, if I don't concentrate, if I don't get that done, I'll never be able to talk again. And I didn't have any of that. My little brain did that on its spare time. And again, within 2 weeks, other than I got to smile and people kept saying, wow, what happened? Did you get new teeth? Yep, sure did. Because they weren't used to seeing me open my mouth. And every time I've been back to Nubia in 3.5 years to show them my teeth, and they take the x-ray thing, whatever they do, they always come back and say, boy, your teeth look great. Thank you. Can I have another? Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. Okay. Well, we have one more question for you. Jeannie says, hi all, joined the group today to prepare for my consultation next week, looking for pros and cons from personal experiences and cost. So what would you say to that, Duncan?
I actually made another video about things I liked and didn't like about my dental implants. And if you'd like to look at that, you can just go over here and you can find that.
And if you want to learn more about the cost of dental implants, you can download the cost guide in the description below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.